what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast. And today we're going to be discussing teacher hacks. That's right. We're going to be talking about things like student tech packs and how to come up with hacks to see if your kids can be trusted or not. And a whole bunch of dumb inventions that would never get deals on the Shark Tank. Stay tuned. What's up, everybody? It's a new year, new us.
Mrs. Doubtfire's in the house.
New year, who oh my gosh.
Yes.
New year,
Mrs.
who
Mrs. Doubtfire. Favorite, one of my favorite movies.
Love
this is the Teachers Off Duty Podcast. That's right, it's your man, KC Mack. Hello, y'all.
Hello.
I'm with my peoples. Ba-dow. Took it over here first.
You did.
She's like, I'm a teacher of
habit. Ready. I'm his teacher of vibes.
And my homie over here,
Jay Yoder.
Dang, you didn't even let him get the
That's
bow
okay.
out.
He knew when it was coming. Jay Yoder in the house.
In the house. I
bow.
Jumped on
it. Came
it.
Late. And this is another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast. That's right. We are here, back, fresher than ever.
Fresher than I ever been.
And man, I'm just, man, how you guys been? How was your New Year's? What'd you guys do, man?
It was good, man. Ate too much.
On New Year's Eve, I was in bed by 7:59 p.m.
7:59?
Yeah, that's right.
Show us a picture.
I'm asking them for a picture. I know.
My
they're going to ask
Pam.
For a picture later on.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Bed.
You bed?
Went to bed.
Amazing.
Do you stay up until midnight?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
I party.
I don't want to see. I want to go to bed.
Those days are behind me.
Far behind me.
Far behind me.
I had a good time, man. And again, man, we're happy that it's just a new year. We're happy that you guys are still around with us. And just know, if you have not been a part of the Board Teachers Comedy Tour.
What are you doing?
If you've not
what are you
witnessed
doing?
These wonderful comedians and their hilarious storytelling and jokes, man, you are
missing out.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I was like, were you lost for words?
Yeah, I was going
to. He's like, if you haven't been to the tour, I am just so lost for words. I can't think of what to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, go get your friends.
I don't want to call him a name, and then I'd be like, that's actually counterproductive because I need y'all to buy tickets. But it's just, you just got to be there. And we're going to be in states, Maine, Massachusetts, Texas, Florida, Vermont, New York State, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. Make sure you guys get your tickets. You don't want to miss it. Ticket link will be in the description if you're watching this on YouTube. Follow all the pages, Teachers Off Duty Podcast. We'll have a link up there. The Board Teachers Comedy Tour page will have a link. Board Teachers page will have a link. And all of our individual pages will have a link. So make sure you guys tap in with us.
Yeah, go grab your friend. You deserve a night out. Get some laughter.
You deserve what? It.
Self-care. It's self-care. You can get some PD hours. I don't know.
It.
We'll figure it out.
Not PD hours. What kind of PD hours are those?
You got to develop yourself professionally. If you're not recharged and refreshed, you're not ready to teach.
Facts.
So I should be able to take a nap every day during my planet so I can be recharged.
Yeah, that's right.
What are some things that you guys are looking forward to this next tour year coming up right now? What
like for the tour?
Yeah, this year.
I just like touring, man. Mm-hmm. I like being with my homies.
Already?
Y'all my people.
Is there a city or country
that
you're looking forward to?
I love Mystic, Connecticut.
Mystic.
When we went to that little small fishing village in Mystic, I just cannot get over that. I need to go back to Mystic, Connecticut.
Next month, we're coming to my hometown where my alma mater, my high school is in Wilkes-Barre at the FM Kirby
Turn
Center.
Yeah. One time for the one time.
Yeah. Wyoming Seminary is where I graduated from. They're
nice.
Right down the street. So
nice.
We'll be hanging out with my old teachers. Maybe one of my old teachers.
What's his name? Mr. Fred?
So actually, one of them was my security question. Speaking of passwords last
episode. Oh, gosh, no.
One of them was, you know, they ask you, like, what's your favorite teacher? Mr. Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say.
Was the answer to my security question.
But that was your security question. It's not anymore.
Is? Who knows?
Someone's going to hack you.
I know.
I'm actually.
I know.
I'm actually.
resigned to my fate.
A teacher salary? They ain't getting much. They ain't getting much.
Resigned to my fate.
I'm looking forward to going home to Texas, baby.
You startled me when you did. I was like, what?
I'm sorry, I had to get to put some respect on Texas.
I was like, what's happening?
You put some respect on Texas.
You know what? My two favorite shows that we ever did for Board Teacher Comedy Tour were Houston and Dallas. Yeah. I love those shows. We was turned up. It was a good time.
Yeah. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about teacher hacks. That's right. We got my man Jay here. He's been teaching for 19 years, so he has some great hacks that he's been using that's been very successful for him. Honest Teacher Vibes have some hacks that she's going to give us.
I've been teaching for 6 years.
6 years, she has some hacks that she's going to tell us. Me, that's what I'm going to do. I just made some teacher inventions, and I'm going to present it to you like we're on the Shark Tank. Ooh. So I'm going to give you these inventions.
Never seen it.
And we're going to see if I can get a deal. Yeah, you can be Mark.
Never seen it.
You're going to be Lori.
I don't know who that is.
Lori from QVC.
She's the QVC lady.
Yeah. I have no idea who that is.
And I'm going to be Dana. So I'm going to be my own shark and the own.
What's going on?
I got to be honest. A lot of these, they're not that good, but whatever.
You know what? This is for a good time.
This is for a good time.
Let us be the judge of that.
Yes, I'm going to let y'all be the judge.
Let us be the judge of that. I'm excited to get to judge something.
Yeah. That's right. Well, actually, our business teacher does a Shark Tank with her business dynamics students, mm-hmm. and she invites the faculty, if they have a free period, to come in and be the sharks. Mm-hmm. I take that serious.
You're taking it serious? It's a serious job. I turned into
like Mr. Wonderful. He's like the most.
Oh, yeah, serious. Mr. Wonderful. That's my favorite.
Who's that?
That's the, what's his name?
What you would think of a shark, just a stern businessman.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I can't think of it right now.
Oh, is that like his nickname or something?
Kevin O'Leary. Thank you.
I couldn't think of it. There it is. But yeah, you are dead to
me. You are dead to me.
That's what he says.
Say that?
Yes. When you don't take his deal, he's like, you are dead to me.
Yep. They're serious.
So,
going to give us a little taste or what?
A little taste.
Well, let's start off with a real one.
Oh, you want to start with your own?
Yeah, and then I can just kick it off.
I have a fun one. Okay. So this is one I haven't used because I don't have this capability, but a hallmate of mine had the panel like that controlled the thermostat, and it was like a faceplate. It looked like on a wall.
But they didn't have the actual thermostat.
No, but it measured the heat in the room and it dictated whether the blower would turn on. Mm-hmm. Oh. And they realized if they put like a wet paper towel on it, it would affect it to like kick on, and then it would turn either the heat on, or in the winter they would, if the heat was too much because their room got the blower first, mm-hmm. they would open the windows and make it cold in there to like to equilibrize it. But what they realized is the kids paid more attention, and they didn't have to deal with the dress code for the girls because they were all bundled up. And I was like, that's a smart teacher
hack. Not that bundled up.
You're changing the environment to get them to, it's like the cold bath.
Why
couldn't
they just let them control the thermostat? Look at all these shenanigans we got to go through.
That's not going to happen.
That's amazing because my school, all the kids wear hoodies anyways, no matter what the temperature is.
No matter what temperature it is.
The boys do, but you know the girls are different now.
No, our girls still wear hoodies. They wear the hoodies.
Yeah, they wear hoodies all the time.
Pajama bottoms on.
And then when you say take your hood off, they take it off and it's like right here. And you're like, bro, take your hood off all the way.
Oh, yeah,
and they move it back another inch and like, just take your hood off.
But they won't give us the thermostat, so we got to find ways to hack it. You got to be like a MacGyver, you know?
How did they figure out the paper towel thing, though? Was it just an accident?
A para or someone had either her husband was an electrician or it's like something, like somebody had inside knowledge.
It's like the conductor put
some
water
like,
on
knew
it.
Knew that that's what it was. And I was like, that's genius.
That's
like,
kind of fascinating.
That's smart.
That's good.
Because like, that one was the room that dictated how that whole hall
was. It's about
operated.
To be wet paper towels on people's thermostats throughout.
That's right. They said it changed to a plastic. I think they were privy to it because now they changed the
You are such an intellectual. You use all these like serious words.
I know.
Like
it's all a charade.
A charade.
I did that for you.
It's a charade.
What an amount of surprise I just had at you and your charade. Sage on the stage.
You don't saw.
Casey's judging us.
My favorite designer is Versace.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
No.
You didn't get a
That's
gift.
That's so Guppy.
Guppy. You didn't get a gift? Why did I just bring in Encanto? She's like, you didn't get a gift? If I was you, I would be really sad.
I was at a Texas Roadhouse the other day, and I saw a grandma that looked like the grandma from Encanto.
Are you serious?
Thought it was cool.
Turn up. She had the little bun thing.
I was like, oh, abuela.
Abuelita.
Well, no, abuelita. What about Ita? It's just like, you know, it's just like a endearing.
This is totally random and off topic, but like, free Bruno though. Like, cause I don't feel like Bruno or Mirabelle got the respect.
We don't talk about
Bruno. We do now, cause we're gonna talk about it. Because whatever little reunion y'all had at the end, that was not enough.
I just love that they're talking about generational trauma. Love that we're being transparent about mental health and all this stuff. Like,
but I feel Mirabelle and Bruno should have got more, because Mirabelle had to go through that her whole life. And Bruno was in the wall patching the cracks. And I just, that little 5 minutes that Bruno and Mirabelle got, I just didn't appreciate that. Anyway. I just need to say that.
You have a hack?
Free Bruno.
Encanto hack.
I just feel like I needed to say that.
Yeah, well, my hack is you just turn the language to whatever the language I'm teaching is, and then I can show the movie whenever I want to.
Ooh.
That's a good hack.
That's a good hack. You can turn anything into everyone.
I'm teaching marine biology.
And when I teach Latin, I can do anything, because you can always tie it back. You can always tie it back to the Romans. How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
When I watch Spartacus.
What is Spartacus?
It was a great show.
Is that the name of the show, Casey?
Yes. You never heard of Spartacus?
No.
Oh my God.
Are you judging me? There's a lot of judgment going on right now.
Definitely. Unless you give us a good hack. I'll forgive you. You give us a good hack right now, I'll forgive you. What you got?
On the first day of school, I drop a bunch of stuff. Like, if I got papers in my hand, I drop them in my water bottle or whatever, and I see which kid is going to help me pick it up, and then I let that kid fill my water bottle up for the rest of the school year.
Because they're trustworthy.
That's so smart.
They're trustworthy.
That's the way.
Shout
you
out to board teachers.
That's a good one.
You got
a
better like
man. You can't just let anybody fill your water bottle up, though.
That's a good one. That's a good hack.
You can't just let anybody. Because some kids put some hand sanitizer in one of them teachers' water bottles. So everybody ain't trustworthy, man.
That's right.
Everybody ain't trustworthy. So now you forgive me? You're not judging me anymore?
No, I love you. That's a good one. Okay. That's a good one.
All right, well, now we're going to hear an invention.
Yes,
now?
I have an invention. First invention.
So excited.
Okay. I call this one the liquid lunch.
That sounds like poop.
Hey, teachers.
That sounds like poop.
Are you tired of being malnourished throughout the whole day? Feeling faint because you can't get the proper nutrients you need to survive the day? Look no further. I created the liquid lunch. That's right. It is simply just an IV bag connected to an IV pole that you have. And when you get there in the morning, the nurse will put the IV in. And you can put all these nutrients and things throughout your body. So as you're just walking and teaching with your IV bag and IV pole throughout the whole school, you're getting your nutrients.
I'm not buying this. I'm out. Because it should have been in the bottle. I should have been able to drink it. Well, I got to go through an IV. I ain't got time to go to the nurse.
Go straight to the bloodstream.
Nope. I don't got time to go to the nurse. I should be able to drink it.
Okay. I didn't think that was a good one either.
For 51% of the company.
That really was a good idea, though. Like, I'm not going to cap, though. Like,
I told you.
That was legitimately a good idea, though.
The best. You know, I got six more.
He was going to give you an offer, though.
I was going to say. I was for 51% of the company.
Oh, what we got?
Golly.
What we have here? Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm going to take it back.
51% of the company, I will offer you half of my teacher salary.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what, $18, $19?
$27.
$18, $19?
Like, carry the one. You know what? I'm out.
Not carry the one.
It's everyday math. Come on.
Okay.
Not that new math, though.
Oh, no.
They got cheat sheet on that new math.
Okay, the liquid lunch didn't get a deal.
No,
okay.
That's all right. Hey,
the name of it just makes me
think. Well, now that we're retraining our students after the new year, I have a thing that I start in the beginning of the year, but it's like I used to go to arcades back in the day. You mm-hmm. build up the tickets and you'd win prizes at the end. So I created a system where I use these Uno cards when I'm teaching Spanish. Mm-hmm. And if a kid offers something really cool participates, then I flick the cards around. Mm-hmm. It also gives me a visual cue of who I'm calling mm-hmm. on, and if I'm calling on one kid too much. Because, you know, sometimes you see that hand and you just, you want that instant gratification, so you call on them. So I make sure I'm spreading them out. Then we keep track as a class. So instead of me tracking how many cards mm-hmm. each kid has, they just give me the cards back, and we as a class have points that I write on the board. Mm-hmm. And then as they build up, every time we hit a threshold, 200 points, then we get an activity or we get to change seats or you get to pick who you sit next to that day.
I will work for an incentive. Like,
and then if they goof off, if you goof off, then I start deducting points and they go nuts.
Yeah.
So then they start policing each other better. And the points are whatever, but it's just cool moments because they all want to participate. They want to get the cards.
Some classroom community they want
to
see too.
It. I'm really good at flicking the cards.
I'm about like, to say,
they start folding the cards and then I can't flick them because then the cards like turn to mush.
Guys, why can't we ever have nice things?
See, that's what I'm saying. But it was a system I learned. I loved it. And it just keeps them in check and it gives them something to work for. My teacher used to do something where they arbitrarily put marble in a thing if we had a good day.
Marble?
But it was too slow. You want something fast. Yeah. And I used to have a Nerf hoop. And so at the end of the day, I'd give like a kid a question. I'd say, you want to double up? Do you want to double up the points for the day? And I'd either let them answer a question, and then if they got it right, then they could shoot from a different spot and like multiply it.
You should
Rock and Jock. MTV used to do these like Rock and Jock basketball games, and they would have these like crazy spots all over. There would be like a 30-pointer or something.
50-pointer.
And so I was like trying to create like that, because then the kid who's maybe really athletic, but maybe not so good in the subject area feels more engaged and willing to get out of his comfort zone. Because it's not that they're not good. People are like, I'm not good at Spanish. It's just new for you, learning. It's the power of yet.
Such a good teacher, the power of yet.
19 years, baby.
My teacher hack is kind of selfish. It's also because I have ADHD, and if somebody starts talking to me during my planning period, I can't get anything else done the rest of the planning period. Like, it's a wrap because I'm a social little butterfly. And so I have something, like I put something over my door. I used to get like a file folder and put it over my door, and I was like, hey, this takes too much. So I cut some butcher paper, got a little piece of tape at the top. Somebody walk up to the door trying to talk to me, I just undo the little tape and it just falls down. Like, and then if anybody knocks on the door, I'm like, I'm not opening this door, because the only person I'm opening this door for is admin, and they got a key if they need to get in. And I can hear the key, so I wake up while I'm asleep. I'm like, oh, here comes admin.
That is a good one. I like that one.
It's my teacher hat.
Well, you know what you can't underestimate too? Well, I'm jumping the gun. I want to hear an invention.
You sure?
Yeah, I want to hear an invention.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. How many do you have? Because I'm really excited about these.
The next invention.
That tongue pop!
Is called the ATA, which stands for the Attendance Taker App. Hey, teachers, are you tired of forgetting to take your attendance? Huh? And the secretary keeps hounding you and finding out where you are and letting you know you forgot again? Well, forget no more with the ATA, the Attendance Taker App. It is simply an application developed by some sophomore people from, what's the place in California? Silicon Valley. And what they did, they created the software. So it's an app. So you put your information in there, the time of day and the particular time. Mostly it's usually third period. That's the most important one. Depending on where you're
at. Why is it third period?
Because it's like the time for the districts when they have to have time for the attendance for the, collecting the numbers.
It's good to know.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Anyways, you put your information in this app, right? And you set an alarm. And so what it will do is it'll automatically, every day, Monday through Friday, go off. And it'll have a notification pop up on your phone, take your attendance. Or if you have your Apple Watch, take your attendance.
I still forget because there's something that's already
on
your
phone. You only have to program it one time. Why am I talking like this is real?
But I was about to say, it's literally like your phone. You can just do that on your phone. Do that on your phone already, and I still forget. Turn the alarm off in the middle of.
It's like an infomercial. Like, you're like, Jack LaLanne, set it and forget it.
Didn't my student tell you to stop doing all these hand motions?
But this is the secret. This is the secret to it. In between the time it gives you the alarm, you can play Candy Crush.
Casey.
Now, when it goes off, it goes.
Somebody's
like,
going to buy that.
You can hear.
Yeah,
I need like
right.
a woof. Like, I need like a thing to go off where it's going to like, somebody's going to knock on the door. Like, I need,
It could do that.
SEAL Team 6 to drop in. I need SEAL Team 6 to take attendance.
Matter of fact, I'll make a little note to Silicon. Hey, guys, add this feature.
I'm not buying any of these things.
I'm so bad at taking attendance and that I'm willing to invest. I'm willing to do whatever. I don't think you're there yet because the Amateur Tennis Association is going to be angry that you've taken their acronym.
Feedback is cracking me up. Actual feedback.
Okay. Well, this is a topic. This is a topic dear to my heart.
Did you just sit here? Did you say,
mind you, I made all this up in 5 minutes.
Mind you.
These are some creative ideas.
5 minutes.
I kind of want to circle back to the liquid lunch. I didn't like the way it sounded at first because it made me think of food poisoning.
I was like, are you talking about Slim Fast?
Yeah.
What are you talking about there?
It made me think of like food poisoning. I'm like, ate the cafeteria food. Now I got liquid lunch just coming out.
What's so funny is when you said it, I was like, yeah, it probably would have just been smarter to make it a little bottle.
But then you said because I'm like, there's going to be a line at the nurse. And the kids are already going to be there because they always ask to go to the nurse.
I worked at a nurse. My mom's a nurse. So when I worked in high school, I worked in the dining hall for the nurse. And that, I just kept thinking of how we would take a cheesesteak and put it into a blender because some people needed a liquid diet.
You took a cheesesteak and put it
in whatever the menu item was. And you would like put it in a blender with like, they had some extra liquid that they would add in there to liquefy it. But
I was
like
what happens if it was like a chunk in there and you didn't? You have to strain it.
Like, it's a process. But it just made me think about all the times I saw foods I love turned into liquid, and it, like, grossed me.
Oh, well, this is so funny. I know. I said the IV thing because, you know, they have these IV bars now. And I actually do.
Especially, is that a thing?
Especially when I come back from tour. You go to the IV bar. It's like $100. I look on Groupons. Every time I see them on Groupons, I get them. Groupon.
How you feel about needles?
Man, now I'm okay with them. Now I'm okay with them. I used to be petrified of them. I'm okay with them. So
I don't want nobody sticking me with nothing.
No, man.
Are you scared of needles?
It's so cool, though.
Like, I don't want, because they have a hard time finding the vein, and then you're
They never can find my vein. They always have to do it in my hand because they're like, we can't ever find your vein.
I call it the cheat code because it replenishes your vitamins. You can pick like from the list of everything that you want to add to your little IV pack.
How do you know it works, though?
Because you feel good. You actually really feel good.
Is it a placebo, though? I don't know.
I just feel good. I don't know if it's a placebo. How do you ever know?
I don't know if it's a placebo. I feel like I'm sure it's probably real.
I know. I mean, but it's actual vitamins. So anytime you actually put actual vitamins into your body, you just would expect that it works.
But vitamins aren't regulated by the FDA, so they could say that it's a vitamin, but it's really not. Anyway.
It's all semantics.
Moving on.
Yeah, he's sure to know how to piss on somebody's parade.
Okay.
You're not
okay,
sure you know how to pee in somebody's IV.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking too deeply about these. I'm sorry. Okay.
Last year, I inherited the desk from a retired teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were like treasures in there. And the one thing that was there was all of these books that had stickers in them.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized the power of a sticker.
True.
Like even a high
older
kid.
That's what I was about to say. Even the
like
older
they
kids.
They will work for a sticker.
Yeah.
Like this, because it's the joy of like, it's like, that's why you want to preserve stuff. Like we were joking past episode about Elf on a Shelf, but like there's something about that like wonderment of a child. And like as kids are getting to the end of high school, they want to hold on to that.
Yeah.
And like, so at first I was like, oh, I got to throw all these out. And then I saw it on my desk and they're like, can I have a sticker?
No, that's
good. Then when they get their test back and they did really well. And I was not jazzing them up. I'm like 27 out of 29.
Yeah.
And like I'm like not jazzing it up. They're like, can I have a sticker? I did really well.
I did good.
Yeah.
I have a sticker. I have stamps. Yeah.
Remember
I have a stamp,
you used to have the scratch and sniff stickers?
I used to love them.
Ugh.
But stickers.
Rude.
So simple. It's easy. Because, you know, we used to be bribing kids with food. Like back in my day, it was like work for
a
pizza party.
Well, they said now, you can't.
I never
you
read
can't
a
do
book.
That.
If it wasn't for the Book It Club and Pizza Hut, I'd never read a book in my life.
Bro,
if
that
it wasn't
pizza
for the
was
book
the
book
skinniest sliver of pizza and the most watered down
that's
Pepsi
why
I ever.
That's why I so read good. A bunch of books. Give me a whole slice.
Music to my ears.
Somebody said that as a way to like keep the kids from losing pencils, which they still lose these pencils, but they said they would buy like a pack of golf pencils, and like when a kid needed a pencil, they would give them the golf pencils. And they said something about kids ended up bringing pencils because they didn't like to have to use the little golf pencils. And I'm like, you simultaneously created another problem for yourself because there's no eraser on the golf pencil. So they're like, I need an eraser. So I'm like, just I just use regular
pencils.
We
had ones where the teacher, made me think of one where the teacher asked for collateral, like they had to give their shoe.
I don't like
if
that.
If it was like
I'm
something
like,
that they borrowed that they didn't want to lose because somebody was walking off with it all the right. time, then they had to like give them their shoe as collateral.
Well, I've seen people ask kids to give them their shoe for a pencil. I'm like, no.
Because then they want to know that it's like, yeah, I mean, it's like.
But what if the what if that shoe stinks?
And if it's 1,000%, yeah, it's 1,000% is gonna be funky.
Well, you know, because they don't even walk properly because they don't want to crease the sneakers.
Oh. When they do that, I'm like, yo, what is the purpose? Because my kids do that all the time. I'm like, yo, what is the purpose of wearing the shoes if you got to walk like your quads and mm-hmm. your calf muscles got to be hurting by the
they
end
walk,
of the day.
Yeah, they walk like they just came from getting a pedicure and they don't want their toes.
I'm like, walking on their
was that you and Cabo yeah. going back to yeah. the spa?
Yes, yes, it was.
All right, invention time.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm so excited about these.
I have one. Here it is. Hey guys.
Hey Casey.
Have you ever had a problem of trying to, you know, contact a parent?
Yes.
And they just wouldn't answer phones or emails
all the time.
All the time.
I understand that problem. That's why the good people at PBHT Associates.
What?
That's the Parental Bounty Hunter Tracker.
I'm totally in on this one. I'm in. Put
they
all the chips in.
Off-duty law enforcement agents.
I'm going to put all the chips in. I want all.
Just dog the bounty hunter.
And they send them out. They track down the parent. They put them in handcuffs. Put them in the car. Deliver them to the school.
You gonna come up here today. I'm buying that. I'm all in.
Meetings.
I'm all in.
You need, they
I'm all
show
in.
Up.
I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm all in.
And for only $52 a week subscription.
What's with the specific 52? Is it because it's 52 weeks in a year?
Nobody knows.
I'm making this up as I go along.
Casey, these are some creative inventions, Casey.
Okay, so we circle that one.
Let's circle that one. I'm in on that one because I'm tired of getting the number to
I'm
like
mad
Pizza Hut.
Vortex is
going to
start a PBHT associate with their teacher style box. They're going to offer this as, a
as an add on. Yeah, yeah.
No, the school has to pay for it.
Oh, that's even. Yeah. I'm all
make
in.
The district pay
well, no, you didn't. You invite them in on the beginning when they have like. Snacks and it's the meet the teacher night and then you put air tags on them and
ooh,
then you always know where
yeah. oh
y'all going to jail like what instead of them in handcuffs you going to be in handcuffs
handcuff
you can't put no air
drag
tag
them
on
in.
You can't put no air tag on them
but you can put handcuffs on them
this the law enforcement that's doing it not you you illegally air tag
it's PBHT law enforcement
I thought you was going to say PBJ
they're off duty yeah, we're off
peanut
duty.
Butter and jelly I'm hungry
I actually during the pandemic I had to they repurposed me because I used a lot of technology and I was sort of helping all the you know Flintstones meet the Jetsons helping us like use technology
what the heck Flintstones oh
to like helping everybody kind of get on board with yeah. the things that you're going to have to do in this new environment and I was lonely because I was just helping all of the staff and it was a big burden mm-hmm. so I was missing the kids so I created a club I just put a message out on the like a little you know video out and I was just looking for kids who maybe were really tech savvy mm-hmm. maybe they were the ones that always helped their grandparents or their yeah. parents mm-hmm. I got 40 kids to agree to just give up their free periods or their time and we manned a Google Meet like a Zoom room mm-hmm. all day from the school day from like 20 minutes before school started to 20 minutes after and they all manned it themselves we created schedules total collaborative effort and because we had these asynchronous Wednesdays so that would be our meeting time
yeah.
and we would plan our like and then we created a help desk system
like flashbacks to
and it was like these kids just wanted so badly to help so if a teacher was trying to teach and a kid was like you know because kids were using weapons of mass confusion they were like I can't sign in I can't so this system was set so that teacher could say all right Jimmy go to Tech Pack they'll help you and then come back to this room.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they would pop in. We resolved 300 cases between when we started in Thanksgiving till the end of that first year of 2020. And it was like this cool club. And there was the kids. I didn't know all of this tech stuff. I was learning from all these kids who were just sitting at home. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, and then what we had happened was during the Wednesday meetings, they all picked a passion project. Like Google has their employees do a passion project. Mm-hmm. So they each did a passion project. And after our meeting, we would do breakout rooms and you could go learn coding, learn how to make a video game. One kid was like going to MIT and was like, and it was just so cool.
Jay, you're such a good teacher.
And it became this huge thing. We actually helped other schools create tech packs. And then we did an international and a statewide convention to help, you know, explain how the students were leading the charge on this. Then when we went back in person, the nurses were like, hey, we have to help track students. We became like the MacGyvers. They were just like, oh, we have a question. So teachers were coming in and saying, listen, I used to do this in class. How can I do this in a virtual environment? And then we would trial and error it. I would roll it out as a teacher in the platform as a project. The kids would do it on the Chromebook, see what they could do, what they couldn't do. The nurses were like, hey, we hear what you're doing. We need to help track the teachers who are coming back from quarantine like the county would. So we used the Remind app. We used Google Forms. Dang. And we used Google Sheets. And we like sent out like reminders to those teachers every day. They clicked a box of what their temperature was. And it went to a spreadsheet, which we conditionally formatted to light up green or red. So all the nurse had to do was click her shortcut on her bookmark bar. And it popped up with the teacher's name red or green, and she didn't have to do any thinking. We had all these kids behind the scenes who knew how to do conditional formatting. Dang. They taught me so much.
High schoolers?
These were high schoolers, and they taught me so much that I was able to go get a second job working for Villanova as a tech help to help the professors there. So in the evenings I was doing a virtual help desk, helping all of their professors do the same thing I was helping
the
teachers do.
Did the kids know how much they taught you?
Yeah, because I came in and showed them the ticket system that Villanova had, and we were having a hard time because people were putting in tech requests for us, but it was just a Google form, so we didn't know if anybody started working on it.
Right.
And I was like, hey, when we have it at Villanova, you can claim it. And so they built from scratch a website that gave everybody a password, gave everybody a sign-in, and when you went in, you could mark it as in progress, and it showed you who started it.
This is a stealthy operation.
It was the most incredible thing that I didn't even know what it was. I just knew I wanted to make a connection with the kid. I had an idea. I put it out there, and these kids, we created.
Right. Well, what did I say? Necessity is the mother of invention.
And it was as everybody was saying, like, oh, what are we doing during COVID? Oh, well, we're building the plane that we're currently flying.
Which is so crazy when they used to say that, because we would crash.
When you bring in the power of kids.
I used to hate when they said that.
And what the leverage, what they already know.
And they are capable of a lot of
They were teaching. I'm convinced I learned more from them than they did from me. What was cool is I started bringing in people, experts in their field on Wednesdays. Uh-huh. I had a guy from Microsoft. He came on and shared his screen and showed us how he developed all of the behind-the-scenes games. And he's like showing them how they would build in the little fun things that people would discover if they were really looking hard enough, like all the little Easter eggs. I mean, these kids were so engaged because now they were seeing jobs that they could potentially have one day.
And technology is a huge part of the education system.
That should be like implemented like everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. I'm like, standard. Let us see the blueprint for that, big dog.
Because even though we're back in the classroom now, we can't be going backwards, right? Like there's a saying that I like that I think, I forget who it's attributed to, but it's like, to teach kids, we learn today is robbing them of tomorrow. Like, we have to always be like pushing a little bit beyond where we're at. Right. And like, you know, and maker spaces, creative spaces. That's why libraries are turning into like media centers, because now it's like, let's do maker spaces.
That's such a big part.
You know what I mean? Like, you could do like little areas where kids can mix beats and rap. I had a kid come in and rapping. And he had a little area we set up, like a little sound booth. Mm-hmm. And he would bring his Chromebook, he'd plug it in, and he could mix beats. And if his teachers were telling me he was doing what he was supposed to be doing, then he could come in on his lunch and just sit in my office and do his deal. And it was cool.
When you said he came in rapping, did he literally come in rapping? What's up, Mr. J? What do you say? I'm here to drop some rhymes today.
Now, he had some more beats than that.
Hey, that was a pretty dope rap, though. You just come up with that just now.
Bars.
Bars. He's spitting bars.
I can't remember. I think we were at the show in Nashville in the green room, and you just started rapping. I recorded Casey for like 2 minutes. He just walked in the green room, and then he goes, nah, let me do that again. And he turned around and walked out and came back in and did 2 more minutes. We ain't posted that. We still need to post that content. That's really crazy.
It was the coolest.
Like, do you still have the blueprint for that and stuff?
Yeah, so what I did, because people started wanting it.
Yeah,
so what I did is I created a folder within Google Drive that just had all the templates, like the original application I sent out to the kids in Google Form. Right. Then, like, we had officers, so, like, we would make these, like, little flip videos. We used Flipgrid. Well, it was called Flipgrid. Now it's called Flip. But they would, like, because that's how they would speak their piece about why they wanted to do it, or if they were interviewing for the position. So I have all of this in a Google folder, and I just would share it if somebody wanted it.
Right.
Because we shared with a school in Australia, I think. There's somebody a school better in South pick Carolina.
You know, hire this on the teacher. Yeah. Y'all better pick this up.
There was another school that wanted to do it that I was friends with in a ed tech group. They jumped in and they presented. I didn't present. The kids presented at the PA Ed Tech Convention in Hershey. Amazing. I mean, it was cool. It was the power of what you can do with kids if you like let loose.
I don't even want to share any more of my inventions now. You just killed it with that. You just crushed it.
That was honestly probably, I don't know what the rest of my career is going to look like, but I think I'll always look back and that'll be Mr. Yoder's opus.
You better develop that because, baby,
so powerful.
We might be saying 20 years from now, I knew him when.
I think it was just so cool when you let kids do their thing.
I'm just saying, I'm that was like super creative. You need to, maybe we should cut that out so nobody steals it. I was gonna steal that.
It's patent pending.
The patent.
He has a utility patent on it.
Don't steal.
But I'm sure you do like projects like where you let kids have a little bit of choice or have a little, because fifth grade you can't do, like, you know, I mean, if you're an elementary teacher, realistically you can't do that, but you could give them choice in something.
Well, you know, that's how student choice like increases engagement. Like, if you give kids like options to do, like, even if they're doing the same assignment, if you give them student choice, like, super
choice
boards,
definitely dope. We do that a lot.
I mean, like, the simple
choice board.
So when we put it up, we put it up on a board, an actual board for the kids for the assignment. Like, we have their major grade. So, and this really helps too it allows differentiation because you let them choose. One would be more visual, like a visual project. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. One would be, you know, auditory. One would have to listen and create. Right. One, they can create their own project. So you're like, we just give them that choice to be able to see which one that they were most engaged in. So
what's up? Now I want to hear one of your inventions.
Okay, I got one.
I hope you got like 16 more, because
I got one.
I just the you tongue got, pop was, no, but I just I hope you have a lot more because these are so entertaining.
Here's a quick one. The QSC.
These acronyms are taking me out.
Teachers.
You ain't gonna tell us what the acronym is.
Are you tired of being in a
It sounds like a mesothelioma commercial.
Were you a Kaplan June during the years of
a class action? You know what? Matter of fact, I think we might get a class action suit after this, because I don't think this is going to fly. But anyways, the QSC, teachers, are you tired of being stuck in those staff meetings, ready to go home?
Yeah.
All to be held up by that one question from that one annoying teacher? Well, look no further. The QSC is here to save your life. QSC, the question shot caller. You can have the shot caller.
Who holds the button? Who controls the button?
The teacher who is the most annoyed.
No, who has the button to shot
the
her?
The teacher who is the most annoyed.
Oh, the teacher who is the most annoyed.
So anytime they look like they're about to raise a hand, you just press that button and just we'll definitely get sued.
You're solving all the problems in education with these inventions. My teacher hack is that I just don't drink any water all day, so I won't have to go pee.
That's a good hack.
It's a terrible one because I'm like, my mouth is like super dry, like teaching all day, but I'm like, I'd rather my mouth be dry than me have to pee and like pee all over myself in the middle of class. That'd be terrible.
I'd rather my mouth be dry than my pants be wet.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you the amount of times that I've almost peed my pants, like at school, because I'm like, yo, I need somebody to come watch my class.
Yeah.
I got to go to the bathroom. It's like, your bladder must adjust for real, because like, it'll be like 3:30. I'm like, dang, I think I ain't used the bathroom since like 10:30 this morning. Mm. I like the, can you create something for
We're going to cross that one out. That ain't a good
Casey's
one.
Going to cross that one out, guys. QSC he doesn't like that one.
It didn't fly. You know, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Do y'all ever do, so like middle school, they ask a lot of questions, which is okay. But sometimes, like, if you notice, like, kids are, like, scared to get started on assignments because they're, like, they're scared to get the question wrong or they're, like, not
they
confident.
They just don't know where to start sometimes.
Yeah, and so I do, like, if the kids are working in groups, if I've, like, explained something. Now, if a whole class doesn't explain this or if a whole class doesn't understand, that was something that I mistaught on my part. So then I'm going back to reteach. But sometimes, like, you know, you have kids, like, specific kids where they're, like, you know, they lean on you to be able to get started. And so one of the like teacher hacks that I do, and somebody else, I don't know who, I can't remember who I got this from, but you do ask three before me.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is like either when they're working in groups or stuff, because one, it teaches them collaboration with their peers. And two, sometimes the kids explain stuff better to a kid than we can. And so I do ask three before me. And then another one is like, you know, sometimes you want your kids to like productively struggle. Like it's okay for them to struggle through assignments. Because I need to see, I want to see what you're able to do so I can know where to help you. And so I do like a red light, green light, not Squid Games though, y'all. Oh my gosh. But I do like, I'll have like a red sheet of paper on the board. And if the red one is on there, that means there's no questions right now. If the green one is on there, that means you can ask questions while you're working on this assignment.
You remember earlier you were talking about how you figure out who the kid is that can fill your water bottle and trustworthy?
Yeah.
So I was having a hard time with kids in the beginning of the year and not wanting to like the seats to be like alphabetical order or whatever. But I don't know who's friends with who yet. So I let them for the first quarter, if I can go that way. I let them sit. I don't give assigned seats. They can sit wherever they want because maybe they need to feel it out. Maybe they need to, it's too hot next to the heater or whatever. So there's no assigned seats for the first quarter. Then after I learn who they are, the second quarter, based on their grades, I group them into tables of six.
Oh yeah, isn't that Kagan? Like, is that Kagan?
I don't know.
Like you group them by their ability, like what you know they're able to do, so that whoever
so
is like
the two experts, like two kids that I think are good role models,
right?
Two middle, is there a name for it? Yeah.
Well, it's that one is academic. Yours sounds more social.
So this is more like it's also like social. The kids who I just think. Now they've revealed to me who they can hang with, and I also have seen who's their good role models.
Yeah.
So, like, too good, too middle, too low,
yeah.
And then you give them individual tasks. Like,
right.
If they have a great homework average, if everybody turns their homework in that week, then that group can go hang in the hallway for quiet reading time, or you give them, like, things because then they build each other up, and I figure out who the knuckleheads are in that first quarter.
Yeah.
When we're kind of getting things settled. And it's like, I found like it builds camaraderie. Cause like you said, now the kids can explain stuff to each other.
I'm telling
better.
You, I have literally seen them explain. I'm
so
like,
working
well,
smarter,
I mean,
not harder. You know what I mean? Let them do some of the work.
Yeah. I like that. But I think the educational part of that is Kagan. Yours sounds for sure like social.
But that concept of like, let's let them figure out how to work with each other.
Yeah.
And then like I don't want a kid to feel like he has to get 100. I don't want to feel like the ones that are lower are going to pull the bigger. So it's not about, it's not about what the score is. It's about if they made progress from the last test.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So like the goals have to be stuff that they can attain no matter what.
Yes, absolutely.
And then as long as they're doing it and helping each other out, then they're cool.
I like it.
I like that one.
I like it. I have another invention.
Here we go.
Teachers, what do you do when you're out of sick days, huh? And you need to take some time off. Because let's be honest, life keeps on lifing.
It sure does.
Okay? Life keeps on lifing.
So what do you do? It's a big dilemma. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You can't find a sub. Why? Because the sub list is so short.
Right, it's
and you don't want to impose this on your friends that have to cover your classes. It's just the chaos of mixing that all around. You don't want to do that. So that's why the good people created something called the classroom clone. That's right. All you do is send in a DNA sample to swab your teeth. Send it off to our labs in Australia. And within 6 to 8 weeks, you will have an Amazon delivery. Clone of yourself.
It sounds like the Santa Claus when he had to clone. They had to make a second Santa Claus.
Something similar. So, and you send it and you allow him to be in your classroom. Now listen, this is still, we're in the pilot program at this point. You know, we're in the alpha stages. So it's not really fine tuned. So it can only say limited phrases, you know. Only say for limited phrases.
I have a pitch for a new, you'll call it the 23 of me. Because it'll deliver 23 different versions of you.
Oh. Or can it say 23 different things?
Only thing that this can do, the classroom clone, the only thing he can say is stop. No, sit down. That's it. That's all we got so far.
That sounds like what we can say during a fight. No, stop. Oh, no, don't drag her. You guys, stop. That's what the clone would do.
Yeah.
Who programs your voice into the clone? I got questions about these inventions, man.
AI would do
AI
it.
AI scares me.
AI would do everything. Whatever. What does it even mean?
That's a good one. I'm going to circle that one. It might work. You know, takes
that's
a little
actually
time.
A really good one.
Take a little time on that one. This is why I love educating. They'll take such a silly idea, but really implement.
What can you say?
You are solving teachers' problems.
And you can get, and then the bonus package is you get to find out your DNA and your family history.
That's really cool.
And then you're going to get sued because 23andMe already did that.
So that's why it's 23 of me.
So look, okay.
So the clone is breaking up fights.
Breaking up fights. Just pretty much making sure, watching your class. You'll probably have like a little camera in there to make sure it scans the class like the Terminator. Make sure nobody's doing something it's supposed to do. Yeah, it's a work in progress.
Well, it's like those Go Guardian things where they can see the screens of all the screens. Yes. You can see what each of your 23 people are doing.
We're about to get paid.
And then you get an Oculus, and then you get, and then you just control it. Yeah,
y'all are like really taking off
with this.
We're
integrating technology.
What if you could just have the clone in the classroom, sitting down in a seat, right? And you have the Oculus at home, and then you're able to look at your classroom. You know what I'm saying? Through the Oculus, and while the classroom clone. I'm so excited, I'm stuttering. Then the classroom clone can yell out the phrases like, "Hey, Damien, stop that."
Not by the name.
Lisa, yeah, because you're the one telling it. You know? Because you're at home watching through the Oculus.
Oh, and you're
at home. But is that really a day off if I got to watch through the Oculus?
You're right. That doesn't make
but
sense.
But you know what? We're building the plane as we
right.
fly.
Building the
it's
plane
as we
fly.
Idea.
Right. We got to work on that. It's a work in progress.
I don't think we need to scratch these. These are... You need
well,
to keep you
one
need
of these
keep,
I know hey, need to
the
be scratched.
Power of yet. They're not ready yet.
Ooh, I
the
like
the power
it.
Of yet. You going to put that on a t-shirt?
That's somebody else already.
Okay,
I was saying, is that on a t-shirt?
That's already somebody's thing.
We have a few minutes. I have two more. I'm going to go over the last one. Two of them real quick. This one comes from the great people of the Kevin McAllister Security Associations. And pretty much what this guy did was, if you got tired of all those surprise pop-ups by your admin, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody likes those. Let's be real.
Nobody likes
them.
So
the good people at the Kevin McAllister Security Association, they created little booby traps that you could put outside of your classroom that only are activated when an admin comes through. I'm talking about they have marbles under the welcome mat so he slips. They put you could get a blowtorch that when they open the door to peek in.
So I don't need, you mean to tell me I don't need to open my classroom door and go hoo-de-hoo to let everybody know admin on the hall?
The good people at the Kevin McAllister Security Association had thought of everything. I like these people. I can rock with these. I can rock with that one.
I like that one. That's a good one.
These are some good ideas. That's for real,
that's
though.
I'm circling that one.
Yeah, circle
I like that
one.
One.
I'm all in here. Okay. Put all the chips in that one. That was a good one.
There you go, guys. Another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty podcast. We had so much fun. We hope you guys did too. Listen, it's your been your man, KC Mac. It's your man, KC Mac. Follow me, KC Mac Funny. Follow my people on, boom.
Honest Teacher Vibes. On all social media, but follow KC, letter K, letter C, Mac Funny on all platforms.
I'm not sure who I am, but I think I will. I think I was Jay Yoder at Jay Yoder Comedy.
Follow the Teachers Off Duty podcast. Follow more teachers. Follow all of us, man. Tap in with us on Supercast. Listen, remember, get them tickets for the tour.
He's crying.
We love you.